remarkable.
Wisconsin leads Liberty 37-34 at halftime. I'm joined by Jim Bolger in the Wisconsin State Journal. Anything really stand out to you about the NC2A tournament thus far? I suppose the upset of Purdue more so than anything else.
That, and you know, it happens every year, but there's some 2-15 games and 3-14. You know, it's just, it's fun. It's weird for me. I don't know how it is for you, not having this team in the tournament. It's a weird atmosphere watching it. Not, you know, even before, 2 weeks before the tournament, not knowing, not planning where I might be. I always look at the first round sites and wondering, am I going to have to fly here or there? There was just really none of that this year, and it's a weird, empty feeling.
I'm still unconvinced the Big Ten will have teams in the second weekend, though I feel better about Indiana's matchup than maybe even Michigan State's.
Yeah, I agree with you. The funny thing is, like, this team we're watching right now might be the last Big Ten team they had. Yeah, it's just, it's crazy. But, and I know there's going to be a lot said about the Big Ten. I think we knew that there wasn't a great team in the Big Ten this year, but there were 11 to 12 solid teams.
Jim, thanks for your thoughts.
My pleasure.
When we continue, we'll have some of the first half stats presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
Carrier is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Contact the experts at 1-800-CARRIER or carrier.com.
You ain't seen nothing.
This is Ford Truck Month, America. Time to get up and get into Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 46 years straight. Like the Ford F-150 or the all-new Ford Super Duty. Or check out Ford Maverick and Ford Ranger pickups. So get into Ford Truck Month and see what a built Ford Tough truck can do for you. There's a great selection in stock and ready for delivery today. Based on 1977 to 2022 calendar year total sales.
Time to redo this basement?
Yeah. A home gym, movie theater, model train utopia.
Or yoga studio?
I'm flexible-ish.
Great. I'll just use the U.S. Bank mobile app so we can plan it out.
Which way are you leaning? Setting a savings goal or applying for a home improvement loan?
I say we look at both options. Right here in the app.
Budget for a really good home gym. We deserve it.
Noted.
Help for today, planning for tomorrow. That's what U.S. Bank is for. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Wisconsin leads Liberty at the half, 37-34. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Let's check out some of the first half stats brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Wisconsin in the first half, 16 of 25 from the field, 0 of 6 from the arc. So 16 of 19 inside the arc, 5 of 7 from the free throw line. Liberty, 12 of 27 from the floor, 15 of the 27 shots from downtown, 4 of 15 from the three-point line. Is Liberty in the first half. Badgers a plus 2 in the glass. 5 turnovers for Wisconsin, 4 for Liberty. The Badgers with just 1 assist on the 16 made shots. 1 assist officially. Liberty with 7 dimes in the first half of play. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. And Wisconsin, that 1 assist makes more sense than you think. A lot of dribble penetration from Chucky Hepburn, and then a throw into the low post to Stephen Crow. He goes the work from there. Stevie 7 of 8 from the field. Badgers lead at the half, 37-34. This has been the Halftime Report presented by Culver's. Stay with us. The second half is coming up next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
What if one day you went to your secret hiding place? You know, that spot that only you know about? And instead of what you came for, you found something a little different. What if instead of your private stash, you found a simple phone number 1-800-662-HELP. What would you do? Would you stop and give it some thought? Would you make the call? The truth is, all drug use comes with risk. Before those risks become real, before drugs turn your life upside down, before drugs take their toll on you and your family, know that there is help. You can quit. If you or someone you love is struggling with drug use or prescription drug misuse, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, or go to samhsa.gov/thereishelp.
A three-point lead for Wisconsin at the half, 37-34 against Liberty. Stephen Crowell and Chucky Hepburn have combined for 31 of the 37. Crowell with those 14 points, but remember, three fouls. He picked up a flagrant in the final minute of the first half, and then that was for the physical contact. Then he got chirpy, so we got a technical. But he's sitting here with three fouls, so that is something to keep an eye on here for a while as we start the second half.
I'm kind of curious, Matt, to see how Max Klesman handles the early minutes of the second half, because he's on the sidelines for so long in the first half, played only 7.5 minutes because of foul trouble. You'll remember against Bradley, it was Klesman who was kind of the igniter in the second half.
Yes, yeah,
and he took over offensively with his drives to the rim.
Yeah, 13 of his 16 points in that game against Bradley came in the second half. There are three Liberty players with two fouls: Colin Porter, Isaiah Warfield, and Zach Cleveland. Crowell will be out there to start the second half for Wisconsin. 37-34, the Badgers lead Liberty. The winner will play either Oregon or Central Florida. Those teams match up in Eugene tonight.
What may bode well for Stephen Crowell as far as the foul trouble is that Liberty isn't the type of team that's going to throw it into the post and back them down. But he has to be careful at the offensive end more so than anything.
Yeah, and helping defense on dribble penetration, that type of thing. Here's Liberty will get the first touch of the second half. We'll move to our left. I mentioned the 100 and 200 levels. Seats pretty well occupied here, and the crowd's been into it. There's been no shortage of activity in this game, that's for sure. So Darius McGee will inbound to Colin Porter. Second half underway as the Flames move to our left. Porter against Hepburn, a bounce to Blake Preston against Crowell at the top of the circle. A handoff to McGee. Right side to Kyle Rode off the right wing. Rode in the lane. And floats it back out to McGee with 15 on the shot clock. McGee throws to Rode. Right side with a shot fake. Gets by Wall in the lane. Short jumper good for Kyle Rode. He has 8. And it's 37-36 Wisconsin, opening minute of the second half. Badgers move to our right. Chucky Hepburn throwing to Crowell, left of the circle, feeds to Siege in left wing, an inside feed for Klesman, batted away by McGee, but Klesman is there to save it. Gives off to Crowell. Crowell goes to Klesman, again bobbles, gets it back to Stevie, feeds Wall, low on the right, layup is good. Well, got the job done. It was a little shaky, a little hot potato there, but the Badgers get the bucket, and the lead is back to 3. 39-36 Wisconsin, a minute gone by in the second half. Kyle Rode at the top against Tyler Wall. The right wing kills the dribble. Bounces to Van Zandt at the right elbow, and a whistle and a foul called on Van Zandt. The illegal screen. That'll be 2 on Joseph Van Zandt. And the first of the half on Liberty. A little more than a minute gone by. Second half, 39-36 Wisconsin. Chucky Hepburn with 19 points in that first half. 7 of 11 from the floor. Crowell throws to Wall on the right wing. Wall against Rode. Tyler up top for Hepburn with a shot fake. Hepburn against Van Zandt. Chucky drives the lane, and his layup attempt is rejected out of bounds by Van Zandt. Good on ball D.
The one thing he did have there, thanks to Crowell, is Crowell took that low post defender out of the paint, so he had access to the rim, even though the shot was blocked.
Yeah, Van Zandt stayed with him. Inbounds pass to Siege and flips a 3 left corner. Around and out, no good. Preston the rebound. Minute and a half gone by. Second half, 3-point lead, Wisconsin. McGee throws to Kyle Rode on the left wing. Back out to Porter outside right. Colin Porter against Chucky Hepburn. Porter rocks the dribble off the Preston screen. Porter and his pass intended for Preston. That's swatted out of bounds by Stephen Crowell. 12 on the shot clock. Early on, second half, a 3-point lead for the Badgers, 39-36. Road, baseline left, inbounds to McGee, quick release, three is off the rim, no good. Rebound of Sejan for Wisconsin. That shot got up there in no time. Max Klesman high on the right, throws to Wall, top of the circle. Wall on the dribble against Road. Wall leaves it for Klesman. Max, right point, bounces to Crowell. Crowell against Preston. Crowell draws a double, and that leaves Wall open low on the right, up and in, it counts at a foul. And one for Tyler Wall. The lead is five for Wisconsin.
Just a great read and recognition on the part of Crowell. As soon as that double got to him, he had the ball out of his hands, into the hands of Tyler Wall, who made a nice cut without the basketball to the rim.
Van Zant called for the foul. That is three on Joseph Van Zant. Wall at the free throw line, 6 points. And make it seven. The free throw is straight through. So the Badgers match their biggest lead of the game at 6 points. 42-36 Wisconsin. A little more than 2 minutes gone by in the second half. And here's Darius McGee. Walks it through the center circle. High screen Preston. McGee blasting in the lane. Swoops it up with the right hand. Good. McGee with 17. Quickly the other way. Here comes Klesman up the floor. Right wing. Trying to back down on McGee. A double from Preston. A throw to Crowell. Back to Klesman. Baseline right, he draws the double. So looking to trap here, and a foul is called. McGee and Preston were there. And the foul is assessed to Blake Preston. That'll be his first. Zach Cleveland coming in for Liberty, replacing Van Zant. 2.5 minutes into the second half, 42-38 Wisconsin. Max Klesman, sideline right, front court inbounds to Hepburn. Chucky against Porter. Hepburn baseline right, thinking about it. One up fake, now in the lane, puts it up and in. Two more for Hepburn, give him 21. And the lead back to six for Wisconsin.
Porter might have caught an inadvertent elbow to the face on that drive.
Richie McKay campaigning for it, but it did not get a foul. Here's McGee to the front court, 44-38 Wisconsin. Preston off the right elbow, back to McGee. McGee driving right lane line to the rim, and the layup is good. Scoops it in with the right hand. 44-40 Wisconsin, 3 minutes into the second half. Wall leaves it for Hepburn. Chucky between the circles. Throws it to Klesman, darts it to Wall. High-low game for Crowell. Cannot handle the pass. It goes out of bounds. Turnover, Wisconsin. And the under 17 media timeout. Experimental rules. Media timeouts under 17, 14, and 11. And then back to 8 and 4 as we move forward. Put your trust in a bank that's been focused on serving the people and businesses in Wisconsin and all across the country since 1863. That's U.S. Bank. Stop by your local branch or log on today. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 1647 remaining, Wisconsin 44, Liberty 40. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Ample sunshine expected this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 38. Southwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tonight, lows level off around 23. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Tomorrow, highs level off around 42. A dusting of snow Tuesday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 23.
WEA Member Benefits would like to thank all public school educators for their dedication to our communities. WEA Member Benefits, enhancing the financial lives of Wisconsin public school employees. 1647 remaining, Wisconsin 44, Liberty 40.
In that last time, low action by Wisconsin, Tyler Wall simply rushed the pass inside. Crowell had his back turned to him when he let go of the basketball. Third turnover for Wall, six for Wisconsin in this game. They had only three against Bradley.
Badgers have been the fewest turnovers per game in the country. Their turnover percentage best in the country. Zach Cleveland brings it up the floor for Liberty. A bounce for Kyle Rowe, top of the circle, operates against Wall, and he got fouled by Wall out on the floor, and that's number two on Tyler in the first of the half against Wisconsin.
Kyle Rowe's really impressed me with his physicality. Yep. He's put together well. He's got an outside shot to go with everything inside the arc.
And Lexington, Kentucky, second team all-conference, inbounds pass McGee, baseline right, push it up right hand, no good. Crowell the rebound for Wisconsin. 3.5 minutes into the second half, 44-40, Wisconsin leads Liberty. Hepburn left of the center circle, throws to Crowell, left wing, feeds Wall left of the wheel, leads for Hepburn, top of the arc. A toss for Klesman, high on the left, goes into Crowell, left of the lane, backing, draws the double. Goes cross court for Esegian. Steps back, mid-range jump, right wing, good for Connor Esegian, who has four, and it's 46-40, Wisconsin. 16:05 remaining at the Kohl Center in Madison. McGee throwing to Cleveland between the circles. Cleveland picked up by Esegian. Cleveland starting to back. Feeds Rode off the left wing. Rode in the lane. Wall staggers. Rode's open, and the jumper is good. Rode with 10. 46-42, Wisconsin. 15:45 remaining. Esegian left wing. Bounces to Hepburn, posting on Porter, and the reverse, went for the reverse layup, lost it as it left his hand. Chucky grimacing a bit, coming up the floor. Here's Porter at the top, feeds Rode right side, sidesteps, takes a three, right wing, good. Kyle Rode feeling it here in the second half. He has 13 of the game, seven here in the half, Liberty within one. Hepburn's okay, 46-45 Wisconsin, 15-15 remaining. Klesman at the top, throws to Esegian high on the left, bounces to Crowell left of the lane against Blake Preston. Crowell backing, mid post left. Crowell trying to pivot and muscles it up right hand, missed it off the left side iron. Preston the rebound, was poked away by Wall, but right into the hands of Kyle Rode. Rode left sideline to the front court. Rode against Wall, throwing to Preston, left of the circle. Preston tried to flip it to McGee, knocked away Klesman, McGee gets it back. McGee, right-hand toss, Preston, rotates to Rode, right corner, three, splashed it. And Liberty has the lead, 48-46, 14:35 remaining. Chucky Hepburn off a high screen from Crowell, and then Wall has sent Porter to the floor. Wall turns it out to Crowell, top of the circle. Leaves it for Klesman for three, right of the circle, back rim, no good. Rebound, Darius McGee. 14:20 remaining, 48-46 Liberty. Badgers still have yet to hit a three. They're 0-for-9 today. Liberty is 6-for-18. Kyle Rode is in rhythm for the Liberty Flames. Blake Preston at the top. Glides right foul line extended. Darts a high pass. It goes over the outstretched hands of Porter and out of bounds to Wisconsin.
Yeah, this has been a Kyle Rode run. Not easy to say. 8 straight points for Rode and Liberty.
And 10 for him overall in this second half as we have a timeout here in Madison. Wisconsin basketball brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine. The healthcare team for the Badgers are proud sponsors of UW Athletics. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, exactly 14 minutes to play. Liberty 48, Wisconsin 46. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
It's the only forum both Wisconsin Supreme Court candidates will take part in, and you can hear it Tuesday, March 21st at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station.
News director Terry Bell will anchor our special coverage as Janet Protasiewicz and Dan Kelly debate some of the biggest issues facing the court, from redistricting to abortion access.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court candidates debate Tuesday, March 21st, here on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober, zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Get the Drive Sober app today. An 8-point run for Liberty as the Flames lead Wisconsin 48-46 with 14 minutes remaining.
Kyle Rhode has gotten the better of the matchup offensively when he has been matched against Tyler Wall. Here in the second half, Rhode is 4-4 from the field. He's got 16 points overall. He was their best player in the ASUN championship game against Kennesaw State. He had 23 points, whereas McGee struggled, especially from the arc. He was 4 of 11.
Yeah, he was. Rhode, one of those players I was talking about earlier, one of those players that has the option to use that extra year. And there's Tyler Wall, who also has that option, inbounds to Chucky Hepburn, throwing to Carter Gilmore in there right now for Stephen Crow. Klesman, top of the arc, throwing to his Seijan, thought about it, turned it down, goes into Gilmore, right of the lane, darts it to Hepburn, steps back, takes the three, left of the circle, back rim no good, and Wall sent to the floor, nothing called, and here comes Darius McGee, feeds Rhode at the left point, inside feed, Cleveland wide open, he'll lay it in. Cleveland with four, and it's 50-46 Liberty with 13 and a half minutes remaining. Hepburn throwing a wall between the circles, feeds a Seijan. Andrews 0 of 10 from the three-point line in this game. Klesman hands off to Hepburn. Against Porter, throwing to Klesman on the right side. McGee is on Max. Klesman with 10 on the shot clock, takes it up top, feeds Gilmore. Right wing, Carter dribbles off the wing, and a whistle. He got fouled by Kyle Rhode. That'll be his second and the team's fourth with 13:07 remaining. Stephen Crow will come back in for Wisconsin and he'll replace Tyler Wall. 50-46 Liberty. This four-point lead, the longest of the day for the Flames. Shiloh Robinson will come in for Kyle Rhode. Rhode with 16 points. McGee has 19 to pace Liberty. Hepburn baseline left looking. Finds a Seijan knocked away, but a foul is called. And Connor just running all over the Kohl Center there. Got himself free for the inbounds pass. Isaiah Warfield called for his third foul. And already the fifth on Liberty with 13:06 to play. Hepburn again, baseline left. Looking, and gets it into Crow. The seven-footer grabs it, top of the circle. Hands to Seijan. He'll give off to Hepburn. Hepburn at the top. Throws to Klesman. Sends to Seijan. Baseline left. Got by Warfield to the rim. Layup good. And then Seijan collides with his teammate Gilmore. Both get up and play on. Badgers within two. Here's McGee splitting two defenders. On the dribble. Baseline right. Hanging goes up. No, but a foul on Gilmore. And Greg Gard not happy with that. And free throws coming up for Darius McGee.
I'm just happy that Gilmore and Seijan survived their collision.
Yeah, that was that looked like that was pretty nasty. Darius McGee at the foul line, and he makes the first.
And for Liberty, Blake Preston.
Preston back in, Cleveland out. Ben Zant will check in for Shiloh Robinson. 51-48 Liberty with 12:43 remaining. Darius McGee now with 20 points. He averages 22.5 a game. Second free throw on the way, and that's no good. Off the back of the rim. Rebound, Stephen Crow. Badgers down three, and with the ball, Klesman high on the right, throwing to Asijan between the circles. So Asijan fakes left, moves right, inside to Hepburn, low on the right, up and in. Hepburn with 23, that matches a season high. He had 23 against Wake Forest. Seems like a long time ago, 51-50, Liberty, 12:18 to play. McGee slipped it inside, Preston low on the left, takes it right, layup good. Preston got Gilmore up in the air, 53-50, Liberty, 12:08 remaining. Hepburn against Porter across half court. Chucky left of the lane, driving to the cup, runs it up no good, trying to fight for his own rebound, wins the fight, goes up, gets fouled. Good, Chucky Hepburn playing with a little attitude here, and that's a good thing. He'll go to the free throw line for two shots.
Well, this is by far the most aggressive we've seen Hepburn off the dribble all season long, wouldn't you agree?
Yeah,
even last year, I don't remember a stretch like today's game.
Playing with some bounce here. An extra day or so to just get his body right helping. First free throw for Hepburn is good, so give him 24. So it's season high. It's also a career high now for Chucky at 24 points. Robinson back in, Rode back in. Badgers within two. Second free throw, Hepburn on the way, and it's good. 25 for Hepburn, 53-52 Liberty, 11:57 remaining. It's Klesman, Hepburn, Wall, Crowd, Asijan for Wisconsin. McGee, Rode, Porter, Van Zant, and Robinson for Liberty. Darius McGee on the left side, steps back, three on the way, good. He staggered Klesman, and McGee had just enough space to hit a triple. 56-52, Liberty, 11:35 remaining. Here's Klesman off the right wing, knocked away Rode, and out of bounds to Wisconsin. Badgers down four with 11 minutes and 33 seconds to play. Zach Cleveland ready to check back in for Liberty. He'll come in for Colin Porter. A little more size there, or a lot more. It's Cleveland 6'7", in for the 5'9 Porter. Hepburn, baseline right, throws it into Crowell, right wing, feeds Wall, wraps it outside left for Klesman. Now it's Chucky at the right point. Hepburn on the dribble, bounces at the Wall. Wall against Rode, right of the lane. Wall backing near the right block. Still backs, turns up, and a foul before the shot. And it's going to be team foul number seven. Kyle Rode called for his third foul. Seventh team foul on Liberty. The Badgers have committed just two. So a 1-1 for Tyler Wall, who has 7 points, 1 of 1 at the foul line. 56-52 Liberty. Front end for Tyler Wall on the way, and it's straight through. Wall has really been improving of late at the foul line. We talked about the Badgers as a team. Wall doing his part. Jordan Davis will come in for Wisconsin, in for Connor Asijan.
Greg Gard looking to mix up his lineup a little bit to get some stops. Liberty's 6 of its last 6 shots.
Then Zant in for Rode. Second free throw coming up for Tyler Wall. Eyes the rim, free throw on the way, and it's good. 56-54 Liberty, 11:18 remaining. Flames are 9 of 11 from the floor in the second half. The Badgers 6 for 13. Two-point game, Liberty up, 56-54. McGee on the dribble, throws to Porter on the right side. Skip pass, caught by Cleveland, backing on Davis. Cleveland backing, mid-post left. Little double from Crowell. Now Porter, and it poked away from behind, out of bounds. It'll belong to Liberty with 11 on the shot clock. As we'll have the under 11 media timeouts. Play big, win big. Ho-Chunk Gaming Hotel and Convention Center, your grown-up getaway in Wisconsin Dells. And enjoy a clean running engine wherever you go. Top-tier tri-clean Citgo gasoline. Citgo, let's go together. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 10:59 remaining, Liberty 56, Wisconsin 54. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Happens every- Every time you use LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader is a guaranteed slam dunk. When it comes to great service and competitive pricing, LRS is the industry champion. LRS offers its valued Wisconsin customers services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovations, or outdoor events. Choose the local team with the highest level of customer service and the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Partner with LRS today and call for a quote at 844-WI-TRASH. Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
It's been close throughout. 10 minutes, 59 seconds to play. Liberty 56, Wisconsin 54.
Steven Crowell did all of his damage offensively in the first half for the Badgers. In the second half, Crowell 0 for 1 from the field, while Wall has 7 points, Hepburn 6, and Asijan 4.
Hey, you wonder with Crowell, with those three fouls, if he was, you know, maybe other things involved too with what Liberty's doing defensively. But now with 10:59 to play, it's maybe he starts to cut it loose a little bit more.
No, I think it's a good point. Not only his mindset, but what we've seen on the floor physically with them really doubling hard whenever Crowell has gotten the ball.
Yeah, talking about that in the first half. You figured it was coming. It's part of the portfolio of what Liberty does defensively. And they have been a little more aggressive in the second half. Chucky Hepburn, a career-high 25 points. Out there with Jordan Davis, Max Lesman, Tyler Wall, and Stephen Crowell. Liberty basketball, 11 on the shot clock. Colin Porter will inbound. He's got Cleveland, McGee, Robinson, and VanZant out there with him. Porter, baseline left, looking, and he'll flip to Robinson on the left wing. Hands it back to Porter. Dribbles off the left wing in the lane. Nice leave. Robinson low on the left, lays it in.
Tyler Robinson.
And it's back to a four-point lead for Liberty. It's now made its last seven shots. 58-54, Liberty with 10:43 remaining. Wall between the arcs, throws to Davis left wing, goes into Crowell, left block. Crowell against Cleveland, offensive fouls. Cleveland went down as Crowell initiates, and that's four on Stephen Crowell. And now Greg Gar's got to get him out of there as Carter Gilmore will come into the game.
Looked like Crowell lowered his left shoulder.
He did,
didn't it?
Yep, he did. I mean, did Cleveland sell it a little bit? Yeah, but there was enough there to make the call, and a rather easy one at that. 10.5 minutes to play, 58-54 Liberty. Porter throws to Robinson at the top, leaves it for McGee. Lifting up top, he got Klesman up. Now McGee wide open three, and he buries it. 61-54 Liberty with 10:15 remaining. Biggest lead for either team here at 7 points for the Flames. Gilmore bounces to Davis, but Liberty really looking like a confident group right now. Hepburn in the lane, up left hand, missed it short. Rebound loose, gathered by Zach Cleveland of Liberty with 10 minutes to play. 61-54 the Flames. Darius McGee, he has 26 points, 4 of 11 from distance. McGee against Klesman, high screen Cleveland, blocked out Klesman, three in the air, McGee, too long, no good, rebound Gilmore for Wisconsin. And here comes Tyler Wall to the front court for the Badgers. Wall left of the circle. Wall kicks it to Klesman. Gets it back into Wall, mid post left. Wall backs on Robinson, backing, turns, up left hand, no, but he was fouled. Zach Cleveland got him. That'll be three on him, 9:31 to play. 61-54 Liberty. As Kamari McGee set the check back in for Wisconsin, Blake Preston will come in for Liberty. McGee in for Hepburn, Preston in for Robinson.
This is really where the foul totals factor into this game potentially over the next 9-plus minutes, doesn't it?
Big time. Stephen Crowell with those four fouls stays on the bench. 1-1 for Tyler Wall. He has 9 points, 3 of 3 at the foul line. And the front end is good. One more coming.
I guess I was looking at it from the perspective Wisconsin can score, cut into the deficit from the stripe.
Yeah, there is that. That's for sure. With 18 fouls, Badgers have committed just three. But the player in the diciest spot with foul trouble is Crowell. Second free throw for Wall is good. But you're right, on a day with a three-point shot, they can't buy one. They have to continue to work inside the arc. 61-56, Liberty, 9:24 remaining. VanZant throwing to Cleveland, turns it to Rowe at the left point. Rowe with a right-hand toss for Cleveland. Top of the circle, hands off to Porter. Colin Porter high on the right. Wall trying to guard him. Porter splits the defense down the lane, throws it up off the bottom of the rim, no good. Kamari McGee the rebound. McGee up the left sideline of the front court for Wisconsin. Kamari to the top of the circle. He'll throw to Gilmore on the left side. Bounce pass Wall, left of the lane. Wall puts it on the deck in the paint, trying to step through. Shot blocked by Preston, comes out to Davis. Jordan Davis, baseline left, jumper is good. First points for Jordan Davis, Badgers within three. 8:45 remaining, 61 feet Liberty. Blake Preston, out front for the Flames. Hands off to Porter. Porter against Kamari McGee. A pass for Cleveland on the right side. Cleveland to the right elbow. Pass deflected by Klesman and then Rode, and he'll throw it back front court for Cleveland. Gets it to Preston at the top of the circle. Late on the shot clock. Preston to Porter. Porter right of the lane. Lean. Shoots. Missed. Rebound. Klesman going up strong for the board. 8:15 to play. Badgers down three. 61-58. Klesman high on the right. Rocks the dribble. Klesman on the right side. Klesman against VanZant, throwing to Kamari McGee, high on the left. Kamari, top of the arc, throws to Jordan Davis. Gets it into Wall, left of the lane. Wall against Preston. Wall left block. One pump. Trying to step out of traffic. Gets it out of there to Jordan Davis for three, and it's too long. No good. Porter the rebound. Long outlet to Cleveland. Left of the lane. Drives to the cup. Layup, no, but a foul on Jordan Davis. And Zach Cleveland will have free throws when play continues. We'll take a break from the American Family Insurance broadcast table. 7 minutes, 47 seconds to play. Liberty 61, Wisconsin 58. Back in a moment. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
When times get dark, we can't see the help that's all around us. Let 211 be your guiding light for help with food, healthcare, and other resources.
211, how can I help you?
Call 211 or visit 211.org. 211, get connected, get help.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
7 minutes, 47 seconds remaining at the Kohl Center. The second round NIT game has been close throughout. Liberty leads Wisconsin 61-58.
We've talked a few times today about some of the undersized players on the floor for Liberty, but just watching Blake Preston operating the paint. I mean, on this last sequence for Wisconsin, Tyler Wall bounced off him. Yeah. He tried to back him down, and Preston was having nothing to do with it.
He's solid. Boy. Yeah. Very solidly built. List him at 6'9", 225, but as someone who can seemingly play bigger than that. Jordan Davis called for the foul on Zach Cleveland going into the media timeout. Cleveland, not a lot of free throw attempts, about one a game. He's 62% for the season coming in. He will shoot two. That was the fourth team foul against Wisconsin. Liberty has committed eight. There's Cleveland, freshman out of Bloomington, Illinois. It's 6 points and 12 rebounds against Villanova. First free throw bounces off the rim and out, no good. Cleveland also had five assists in that game. It brings in energy, not to mention production for Richie McKay's team. Second free throw coming up for Cleveland after missing the first. He's good with the second. 62-58 Liberty, 7:47 remaining. And Kamari McGee will bring it up. It's Wall, McGee, Asijan, Gilmore, and Hepburn out there for Wisconsin. Hepburn outside left. Chucky with a career best 25 points so far. Now Asijan high on the left. Wants a pass into Gilmore. Knocked away Rode and out of bounds. Last touched by Rode of Liberty with 16 on the shot clock.
They have some guys who just know how to play basketball.
Yeah, they really do.
Rode is one of them.
Yep.
Porter is another one.
Veterans. Well, Rode is anyway a senior, Porter a true freshman who reclassified. Here's the season. Quick release three up top, rattles out, no good. And the rebound to Rode. The Badgers still without a three-point bucket in this game. 7:20 to play, 62-58 Liberty. Porter against Kamari McGee, knocked it away. McGee diving for it, and they get a held ball. Arrow, Wisconsin. Oh, Kamari McGee providing that defensive spark.
Very aggressive move on the part of McGee. Going for the dribble. Timed it perfectly, too.
Let's see if at some point they can get the lid off the basket on these three-point shots for Wisconsin.
You figure if one goes through, you'd see it
you
become
so.
A little contagious and snowball, maybe.
Sounds like a plan to me. Robinson in for Cleveland. The Badgers are 0 of 12 from long range. 7:14 to play, 62-58 Liberty. Hepburn outside right. It's against Vinzant, throwing to Asijan. A toss for Gilmore, sends to McGee between the circles. McGee darts it inside, caught by Wall. Left shoulder turn, up right hand, good. Tyler Wall with two more. Badgers within two, 62-60 Liberty. 6:53 remaining. Wisconsin 11-7 this season in games decided by 5 points or less. And it might be a here-we-go-again scenario here today. Colin Porter out front. Whips it right side for Rode. Covered up by Wall. Rode out to McGee. Darius McGee for three right side. No good. Rebound tipped in the air. Pulled down by Tyler Wall. Badgers can tie it or take the lead with a long shot. McGee left wing for Wisconsin. McGee against Porter. Small versus small. Porter goes down with Whistle, a blocking foul on Colin Porter. Okay. I'll go with that.
I'm going to flip a coin. Because that could have gone either way, couldn't it?
Yeah, easily.
I mean, the one thing you got to understand about Kamari McGee, he's put together pretty well and kind of buried his shoulder into Porter, weighs 145 pounds according to the program.
Yeah, right. Kamari McGee at the foul line where this season he gets 5 out of 6. 4 of the makes came at Michigan a few weeks ago, and the front end is good for Kamari McGee. He was a good foul shooter last year. I asked him, I said, you know, you haven't shot many free throws this season. What do you tell yourself? Because I always tell myself, bucket. It makes me relax. Get to the line, take a deep breath, say bucket. 62-61 Liberty, second free throw, bucket. For Kamari McGee, made them both. We're tied at 62 with 6:20 remaining. Here comes Darius McGee for Liberty against Chucky Hepburn. A throw to VanZant, feeds Rode. Now it's Porter versus Kamari McGee. A handoff to Darius McGee, left sideline. High screen Robinson. Darius McGee leads it for Rode. Left hand dribble to the free throw line. Pivots, finds Robinson, 8 to shoot. Now Rode against Wall. Rode across the top of the key. 4 to shoot. Rode for Darius McGee. Contested 3, right side. Off the back rim, no good. Gilmore had it, lost it. Robinson goes up, got fouled. And Shiloh Robinson will go to the free throw line. Connor Asijan called for his first foul.
It looked like Gilmore lost the ball when he made contact with the floor after going up for the rebound, the defensive board. It looked like he had control of it for a second.
Yeah,
and then when
lost
he
his balance.
It,
lost his balance a little bit. Shiloh Robinson, a 70% foul shooter. First attempt is good. And it's 63-62 Liberty with 5:49 remaining.
What a great bailout, though, to have in Darius McGee. You saw the clock running down. They just look for the little guy, don't they?
Yeah, just at least got the ball up on the rim. Second free throw is good. Two-point lead Liberty, 5:49 to play. Both teams have three timeouts available. Tyler Wall almost dragging the pivot foot, throws it to Gilmore right of the circle, hands off Kamari McGee, feeds Wall top of the arc. Higgins and all over Chucky Hepburn right now. Wall on the dribble. Tyler left of the lane against Shiloh Robinson, knocked away out of bounds, and it belonged to Wisconsin. Boy, both teams turning it up defensively. 12 to shoot, 5:31 to play, 64-62 Liberty. Kamari McGee will inbound with 12 of the shot clock. Baseline left, McGee into Gilmore, hands it back to Kamari. Now it's Wall at the top of the circle, shot clock at 7. Hepburn out high, 5 to shoot. Hepburn long three straight on, front rim no good, Porter the rebound. Out to Darius McGee, 2-point lead Liberty, 5:18 to play. Darius McGee, baseline left, driving in the lane, throws up a tough shot, no good. Rebound, Gilmore for Wisconsin. Outlet is Seagin. Lead feed, Kamari McGee. Left sideline of the front court for Wisconsin. 5:05 to play. Badgers down 2. Tyler Wall, left side. Wall against Shiloh Robinson. Wall, left of the lane. Lost his balance, regains control. Wall still backing, up, and the right hand, good. Tyler Wall just kept working it. Tied at 64, 4:48 remaining. 15 for Tyler Wall, 13 of them after halftime. 64-64 here in Madison. Darius McGee out front against Hepburn. Driving left of the lane, went up, got fouled by Chucky. Darius McGee will shoot free throws. Hepburn the foul, that's his second. And Darius McGee, an 87% free throw shooter. He's 6 of 7 today. He goes to the line for a pair.
Needless to say, with McGee, you have to always be conscious of his ability to just let fly from the arc, which allows him to get inside off the bounce.
First free throw, Darius McGee is good. He now has 27 points. Quite a duel going on today. Darius McGee with 27. Chucky Hepburn has 25 for Wisconsin. 65-64 Liberty. Second free throw, McGee short. Rebound Wall. 1-point lead Liberty with 4.5 minutes remaining. Kamari McGee to the front court for the Badgers. Hands off to Hepburn, high on the right. Chucky to the top, flips to Wall, turns it to Seagin. Baseline left, pull up 10-footer, is too long, no good. Van Zandt the rebound. 4:18 to play, 65-64. Liberty leads Wisconsin. Kyle Rode jogs it through the center circle against Tyler Wall. Rode with a hedge from a Seagin on the screen. Now Van Zandt throws to Darius McGee along the right sideline. Who's inside, caught by Rode, posting on a Seagin, helping defense from Wall. Robinson's open, three shots straight away. Clip the left side iron, no good. Tyler Wall the rebound. 3:55 to play, Badgers down 1. Wall right side against Robinson. Wall back and Robinson goes down. Whistle, blocking foul called on Shiloh Robinson. Wall finished the motion and they will call the foul before the shot. So no shot for Wall. He will step to the free throw line when play continues. Down to the end we go again from the American Family Insurance broadcast table. 3:50 remaining. Liberty 65, Wisconsin 64. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
At Exact Sciences, we are cancer fighters based right here in Madison, Wisconsin. We are dedicated to supporting patients before, during, and after a cancer diagnosis through innovative tests that detect it earlier and provide guidance for successful treatment. We are proud to sponsor Wisconsin Badger Athletics and highlight the great work the Exact Sciences team and Badger athletes do in the community.
Take part in a Madison tradition. Sign up today for the Crazy Lakes Classic on Saturday, April 29th. Register for the 8K run or 2-mile walk. Visit CrazyLakesClassic.com. Finish on the Camp Randall Field, then enjoy the post-race party featuring Rod, Tough Curls, and the bench press. The Crazy Lakes Classic is presented by J.D. McCormick Properties, Odyssey Greek Yogurt, Mueller Sports Medicine, The Joint Chiropractic, and NBC 15. To learn more or to register, visit CrazyLakesClassic.com.
You ain't seen nothing.
This is Ford Truck Month, America. Time to get up and get into Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 46 years straight. Like the Ford F-150 or the all-new Ford Super Duty. Or check out Ford Maverick and Ford Ranger pickups. So get into Ford Truck Month and see what a built Ford Tough truck can do for you. There's a great selection in stock and ready for delivery today. Based on 1977 to 2022 calendar year total sales.
Pick today's Old Dominion best in the game. Chucky Hepburn with a career high 25 points here this afternoon, giving Wisconsin a chance. Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best of the game and is proud to be the official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics. Tyler Wall doing some heavy lifting in the second half as well. He'll be at the foul line. 3:50 remaining. Liberty 65, Wisconsin 64.
Liberty has missed its last seven field goal attempts. Liberty has gone 6 minutes and 30 seconds since McGee hit that triple to make it 61-54. Their only scoring coming from the stripe. They made four of their last six free throws.
Yeah, they were red hot for a stretch. But now 11 for 20 still in the second half. Badgers 9 for 22. Wisconsin 0 of 13 from the three-point line, yet 53% overall because of the work they're doing inside of it. They're 25 for 34 inside the arc.
What do you think? Can they win this game without making at least one three?
Yeah, right? Might have to find out. They're 14 of 16 at the foul line. Tyler Wall, who is 5 of 5, will get two shots. The Badgers are in the double bonus. They have committed six fouls. The foul was on Shiloh Robinson, by the way, his second foul. As Wall steps to the line. First free throw on the way, and it's no good too long. Second attempt coming up. 15 points for Tyler Wall. 13 of them coming in the second half. First miss at the foul line today for Wall. Now 5 out of 6. 15.6 rebounds. Second attempt is good. We're tied at 65. 3:50 to play. Both coaches with three timeouts. Liberty has the possession arrow. And Darius McGee, a 27-point game for him. On the jog of the front court, leads it for Kyle Rode between the circles. Rode against Tyler Wall. Rode at the top, kills the dribble, needs help, finds Darius McGee high on the right. Shot clock at 12. McGee against Hepburn, hard left-hand dribble. McGee in the lane, up in traffic, left-hand, good off the window. And a timeout taken by Liberty with 3:27 to play. 67-65. Liberty leads Wisconsin as Darius McGee now with 29 points.
He's really hurt Wisconsin with some of those drives, hasn't he?
He has, and as advertised. Talking with Greg Gard about him, and it's, you know, when you look at their statistics, you see so many shot attempts from the three-point line, nearly 49%. In that regard, it's similar to Penn State. But Gard talked about one of the really big differences is they have multiple players, most notably McGee, but others who can get stuff done off the bounce. Unlike Penn State, where it's Jalen Pickett could do that, but you don't really think of Andrew Funk or Seth Lundy in that regard. They have a few guys who can hurt you off the dribble. None more so than Darius McGee. 67-65 Liberty with 3:27 remaining. And Liberty was showing a little backcourt resistance now. Inbounds pass to Klesman, throwing to Hepburn. Van Zandt now pulls back as Hepburn takes it to the front court. Throwing to Klesman. Goes off to a siege in between the circles. A toss for Crowd. Flips to Hepburn outside left. Hepburn looking. He'll send it to Klesman, 10 on the shot clock. Klesman bounces the Wall. He's against Rode. Tyler backing, left lane line. Wall backing. Whips it to Hepburn, three shot, right pocket. In and out, no good. Darius McGee the rebound. At least halfway down and it popped out. 67-65 Liberty with 2:50 remaining. McGee outside right. They're standing near the 100 level of the Kohl Center. McGee at the edge of the center circle against a Sejan, 10 on the shot clock. Darius McGee, left-hand dribble, steps back, contested three, and that's an air ball out of bounds to Wisconsin. So Connor Sejan hanging in there and playing some D.
We've seen that a couple of times with a Sejan where he's really affected the sight line of McGee with his length.
2:30 remaining, 67-65 Liberty. Here's Hepburn. Jogs it to the front court along the left sideline for Wisconsin. A hedge from Preston going into Crowell. Crowell has not scored in the second half. Now Hepburn between the circles. A pass for Klesman. Klesman against Porter. Klesman for three and the lead. Got it! Max Klesman with the first three of the game for the Badgers. 68-67 Wisconsin with 2:02 remaining. Darius McGee walks it through the center circle. McGee high screen. Preston McGee left of the lane. Goes to the goal. Runs it up and in. McGee with 31. 69-68. Liberty a minute 48 to play. Max Klesman high in the right against Colin Porter. Klesman on the dribble. Brings it back out front. Throws to Crowell. And a timeout taken by Greg Gard with a minute 40 to play. 19 to shoot. Liberty 69. Wisconsin 68.
Just great body control on the part of Darius McGee on that drive, because Crowell switched off on him and he was able to just get enough separation between his release point on the ball and Crowell from getting any piece of it whatsoever.
He's so good. Just watching a couple of these Liberty games and getting ready for this. You get mesmerized watching this guy and his ability to come back. You mentioned he had that 0 for 11 in the conference tournament championship game against Kennesaw State. He dropped 43 on those guys in the middle of February, but to see the way he bounces back, 26 against Villanova, 31 here today.
Oh, yeah, 48 against Kennesaw State last year, four times over 40, which had me digging into the files. Remember about Lynn Greer?
Yeah,
right.
Oh, yeah.
He's not going to get 47 against Wisconsin, but he's got enough to put him in the lead right now.
19 to shoot, 140 to play, 69-68 Liberty. Chucky Hepburn, baseline rival inbound. Hepburn looks and looks, still looks into his Sejan. Connor brings it up top. Left of the center circle is Sejan with 13 on the shot clock. A handoff to Hepburn. Chucky at the center circle. 10 to shoot. Hepburn off the crowd screen. A hedge from Preston, who fouled Hepburn too hard on the hedge. And Hepburn goes to the line for two. Badgers down one with a minute 29 to play.
Yeah, that wasn't even subtle on the part of Preston. He just lowered his shoulder into him.
It's three fouls on Blake Preston. Hepburn 7 of 9 at the foul line today. 25 points. First free throw, Chucky, is good. We're tied at 69. Zach Cleveland coming in for Blake Preston. 1:29 to play, 69-69. Carter Gilmore ready to check in for Wisconsin. In for Crowell. Remember, Crowell with four fouls. So a little offense-defense going on here for Greg Gard. Second free throw coming up for Chucky, looking for his 27th point. Free throw on the way. It's good, and the Badgers have the lead again, 70-69. A minute 29 remaining at the Kohl Center. Colin Porter brings it up the middle. Breaks the mid-stripe. Klesman defends. High screen Cleveland. Porter driving right of the lane. Barrels into traffic and lost it. Knocked out of bounds. Gilmore getting in there defensively.
Kind of watching his left arm there. Yeah. Got it out a little bit away from his body, didn't he?
A little bit, yeah. He's just going downhill. 19 to shoot, a minute 19 to play. Road inbounds to Cleveland. Leaves it for Vincent high on the right. Now it's Darius McGee into Cleveland. Low on the right against Carter Gilmore. McGee, or back to Cleveland, backing up and in. Zach Cleveland, the bucket, 71-70 Liberty. 106 remaining. Inbounds pass to Sejan. 1 minute to play. Badgers down one. Tyler Wall hands off to Hepburn. Hepburn against Vincent. Chucky outside left. Hepburn kills the dribble, throws to Klesman between the circles, and a timeout taken by Greg Gard. He had two, now he has one. 48.9 to play, 15 to shoot, 71-70. Liberty leads Wisconsin, and let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
48.9 seconds to play, 15 to shoot for Wisconsin. Liberty 71, Wisconsin 70.
On that last possession for Liberty, McGee really showed me something. He was willing to give up the ball to a teammate, Cleveland. Yeah. Cleveland went to work on the baseline scoring. I mean, he came into the game averaging 3.3 points. He's got seven, and that was a huge bucket.
Well, you mentioned he played really well, Cleveland did against Villanova. Had 6 points, 12 rebounds, and five assists in the game. They describe Cleveland as someone who can, you know, play with a little swagger, plays with confidence, and just hit a big shot inside to give his team the lead. Badgers have the ball. They still have a timeout available. Liberty has two available.